It's 57 degrees in Nashville. Right now it is cloudy, but we do expect a sunny day with a high in the low 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. A Republican-sponsored bill would charge a tax on money transfers overseas aimed at immigrants who send money to family in other countries. The Tennessee Lookout reports the state bill passed the full House yesterday with no debate. The tax would apply to transactions outside traditional banking entities like wire transfer services. The cost would be $10 per transaction for smaller transfers and 2% of any transaction exceeding $500. Critics say that in addition to impacting immigrants, the bill would affect military families with relatives overseas, small businesses paying foreign suppliers, and religious groups doing missionary work. If implemented, the bill would add an extra $180 million to the state budget annually, funding 10 care, workforce housing, child care programs, teacher training, and the general fund. The bill is scheduled to be heard in the Senate Finance Committee next week. Governor Bill Lee says the state is taking action to prevent future tragedies like the explosion that killed 16 people in Hickman County last year. Accurate Energetic Systems, a munitions company, is facing more than $3 million in fines from the state's Worker Safety Agency. Lee says this hefty penalty is meant to prevent other companies from similarly violating their policies and guidelines.
We have an obligation to make sure that there's a full understanding of why it happened. And if there was something done wrong, and there evidently were violations and there were issues there, a fine associated with that, that's the way that process should work. And that should be a deterrent to businesses going forward.
Workers were melting down explosive materials and pouring them into tubes. At the same time, there were about 25,000 pounds of explosives in the building. And a report found the workers were exposed to the dangerous chemicals without wearing protective gear. The cause of the explosion is still under investigation. All of Middle Tennessee is now officially in drought, and all but a small portion of the rest of the state is considered, at best, abnormally dry. That's according to the latest update of the U.S. Drought Monitor. Most of the mid-state is categorized as D1, which means a moderate drought, but things are more extreme along the Tennessee River and in areas of West Tennessee that are north of I-40. And there's very little chance of rain in the area over the coming week, when temperatures could reach near record highs. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.